Good morning, everyone. Good to be with you today. It seemed like all of us, not all of us, but I've got a little bit of a thing in my throat, but I praise the Lord. It's not sore. And a little bit of a runny nose, those kind of things going on these days. And little Adlin's getting over something. I see a few of you in here sniffling a little bit. But praise the Lord that God is a great physician, and He's going to take care of us right where we are. Testimony time, I want to share something with you that really excites me. Several years ago, Jim McKay on Wide World of Sports always would announce the Wide World of Sports by saying the human drama of athletic competition, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Well, last night, Mary, you're shaking your head. You remember that? Mary, by the way, she's not afraid to do a little twirl or a little dance either. So I just want you to know that really blesses me because I thank God for you because it's just indicative of where your heart is, and I just thank God for you. I really do. But the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Good morning, Brian. Good to see you. And last night, I just couldn't help but get a little bit excited because number one, Kentucky was playing Indiana. And both of those states, I was born in Brookville, Indiana, near Indianapolis, but I never lived there. But I'm a Hoosier as far as birth. But so anyhow, I was watching that game. I didn't watch all of it, but I watched most of the second half, about the second half. And Kentucky always gets, they get the thoroughbreds. They get number one blue chippers, All-Americas, and they usually they go for school for 1 year, then they go in the pro. But anyhow, Indiana has been in a rebuilding program. They've been great in the past, but this year they're rebuilding. They got some people in there that can compete with Kentucky. But last night, that game was so incredible. It was, how many ever saw the movie Hoosiers? Anybody ever saw that movie about the little old podunk school beating the big guys? And it was really, really awesome movie if you've never seen it. But anyhow, it has spiritual implications because, you know, it's a, Paul talked a lot about competitiveness. He understood that. He talked about running the race and, you know, not quitting and never giving up. He talked about military and he talked about arms and all these things and being equipped and, you know, in the Lord spiritually. So, but anyhow, last night it came down to where Indiana crept back into it. They were down 10 points. Kentucky came back in and went ahead of Indiana by 2 points. So it was 5 seconds left. 5 seconds left in the game. Indiana threw it in from the opposite goal to go all the way down the other basket. 5 seconds left. An Indiana player came over here and he was inside like the foul lane. He threw it out to this guy. They had to have a three-pointer. Had to have a three to win it. Had to have three. So this guy was out there and he was in a three-point range. He let that ball go before the buzzer sounded, and that ball just didn't do it, but just stripped the net, and Indiana beat Kentucky. And I was just goosebumped, man. That was something else. I played basketball in my early years and went to junior college and played a couple years, so I love basketball. But that was really something. They would never have won. They would never have won if they said, it's too late. We can't do this. They got us by 2 points. Who's going to go down there in 5 seconds and shoot the ball and win this ball game? Well, they didn't think that way. It's not even there. You go, you do what you got to do within the time frames that are there to do it. So you got 5-point-something seconds. You got that much time. You either sit down and cry and admit defeat, or you stand up spiritually. You stand up and to witness the salvation of the Lord. How many of you are for that? I'm for that. You see, if it would have been Kentucky in the same situation, I'm just talking about a principle. I wanted Indiana to win, but you know, that was cool. I would have been disappointed if they didn't win, but still, the principle is the same. They had 5.5 seconds. See, we've got so many days left in our life. We have so much time left. God has given us so much time on this earth. And so we need to get busy using the time wisely with what He has given us. Time is a very important, powerful commodity that God has given to us. Very important resource. So use your time wisely in glorifying Jesus Christ wherever you are. Because wherever you are, wherever you go, there you are. And so do it. Do it for the time that you have to glorify Jesus Christ. And by the way, you come out a winner. You come out a saved soul in the end of all this, by the way, if you keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. We're free. Free to serve Him wherever we do, wherever we go. And I just, boy, I tell you, I got excited about that. It seemed like everybody in the audience, there was like 17, 18,000 people there in India, Bloomington, are all down on the floor after the game. We won! We won! They're standing up on the score tables. They're standing up there where the guy keeps the score. And they're standing up there and all the students there, all giving them all high fives. You know, they won. They were victors. They never would have been if they sit down and cried. I don't see any crybabies here today, by the way. I just don't. Not that way. We cry before the Lord. Oh yeah, we shed tears. God gave us those. It's a good thing to shed tears before the Lord. But I don't see any crybabies in the flesh here today. Now, sometimes you get a little squirrely. I know. Sometimes you get a little, you get a little spur in your foot or something like that. I know. But, you know, for the most part, you're not crybabies, and I thank God for that. And Naomi, when you're praying, honey, you know, I just thank God because you mentioned growth. You mentioned growing and trials, and it's not easy. It's not always warm and fuzzy. You know, even among ourselves. You know, don't do it that way. Do it this way or whatever, you know. It's just, you know, we're all learning. And I just thank God. You know, I bet yesterday, those folks that came down here to clean yesterday after all the construction that's going on were learning among themselves. Even siblings among yourselves and all those that were down here. By the way, the Farkas family came down and, you know, Nicole had to work, but they were down here with Mom. And I thank God, it's like Mother Duck and little ducks behind, you know, just praise God, you know. It's just awesome. It's just awesome. Shirley was down here. Shirley's been doing coordinating with all the contractors, about maybe in all three or four contractors, of trying to pull this all together. And how do you all like what you see, what's being done? Isn't it amazing? Praise the Lord. It really is. You know, we all have different talents, abilities, and skills. That's what I'm talking about. Just use it for the glory of God. Bloom where you're planted. You know, live your life unto the Lord, doing what He has enabled you to do. Don't try to do what you're not able to do, but allow Him to enable you to do it. Even though you're learning the principles of math or algebra, you know, you don't know it all yet, but you got to get in the classroom. So be willing for God to enable you. You see, you don't know how to fly a plane all at once. You got to go to class to learn things about flight and principles of flight, but you got to get in the classroom. So be willing, if God says, I want you to fly, to get in that classroom to learn how to fly. If you don't, you're never going to, you'll just sit down and cry again. You know, feel sorry for yourself. But we're on a journey here, y'all. We're going somewhere. This is leading someplace. You're not going to be down here very much longer. I don't care if you live to be 120 years old. This life is short. It really is. So just sponge it in. Sponge it up. You know, absorb what God is teaching you and go out and apply it, and you're going to be free. You're going to be free. You're going to experience freedom. You're going to experience emancipation from all the junk that was in you before and is still coming out. Even though you have the Holy Spirit, even though God is teaching you, being patient with you, you still got room to get rid of junk so He can get more of Him in you. That's the way it is. You're not going to get around that. That's the way it is. Teachers, students, anybody and everybody, we're all in the same school. School of the Holy Spirit, and we're all learning. And I thank God for that. I really do. That's why I thank God for you being here today. Whatever you went through to get here today, whatever you've been through in the past several days, or whatever you've been going through, God is doing a work in your life. And that is important. It's paramount for you to understand that God loves you. He's doing a work in your life. And we got some place to go here. We got a lot of lessons to learn. I want to share this with you also as a matter of testimony. Sundana has been training and training and training and training for to apply for the SWAT team for the FBI. He and another two guys have been training and training. I mean, they've really done their homework. But if you don't train, you're not going to be ready for the day of the trial. A ship was not built to stay in the harbor, folks. God did not build you to sit at home sulking as a couch potato, feeling sorry for yourself. God did not build you that way. He did not make you that way. A ship, your ship, was not built to stay in the harbor. It was made to go out to sea. And the only way you're going to have sea legs is to go out there and experience sea legs. Praise the Lord. Eddie, you were a sailor. He knows about sea legs. You get off the ship and you're going like this for a while, you know, until you get stabilized. He knows about the sea. He knows about the storms at sea. But God did not build the ship to stay in the harbor. We're going out to sea. And you go out to sea this way. Wax on, wax off. Wax on, wax off. What am I talking about? Karate Kid? Anybody ever see it? You know, I want to learn how to be jiu-jitsu, karate. I want to do all these things. And Miyagi looking at him and say, here, take this. Wax on, wax off. You got to be kidding. That ain't what I want to do. I want to get these guys, you know. What are you talking about, you know? Wax on, wax off, kid.
And what I liked about that illustration is, when he didn't do it exactly the way he did, he's like, no, like this.
That's
exactly.
Right.
So you may be doing something, but God's like, no, I want you to do it this
way. Oh, Naomi, that's good. That's good. That's good. And so you try. Addie tries to do what you're telling her. Hold your spoon this way. And sometimes she'll grab it this way. It's upside down. It goes down her bib, you know. No, hold it this way. And she will. And it's amazing, you know, just a little bit of instruction. But, you know, you're trying to do it God's way. You're trying to do what He said. But there, the Bible talks about, and I will show you the more perfect way. More perfect way. And so don't walk around like, you know, I never can do it right and all this kind of stuff. God's a great teacher, and the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit within God's people, will teach you the more perfect way. And it's going to be the way, the door of humility. You know, you're going to have to go through that door of humility. You're going to have to humble it down and to do it His way. So how many of you get tired of wax on, wax off, you know? But preparation is everything. So Sundana trained and trained and trained for this FBI tryout for the SWAT team. He's cyber. He's in the cyber world. He's going to stay there, but he wants to be auxiliary SWAT. But you got to go full scale to be trained and be ready. He said, Dad, you wouldn't. I just called him and I said, honey, how'd you do? He said, a week before he hurt his ankle playing soccer. Now, Jimmy Graham tied in for the Saints, a real close friend, says, why are you playing soccer before you trying out for something like this? You know, man, that's stupid, you know? He said, well, I didn't think I'd get hurt, but anyhow, he did. And this is so awesome, because if you look to the Lord where you are, and because where you are is not where I am, except that we share the common what? The foundation of Jesus Christ. We have the blood of Jesus flowing through us. We're God's children, but we're as sheep. We all different uniqueness and things going on in our life. So Sundana, here he is. He got a hurt ankle. He's going to try out in a week. He's been training all these several weeks or months. He said, Dad, I'm in the best shape I've ever been in. He was hawked out because of demanding tests. Getting ready. You see, we're getting ready as God's soldiers in the army of the Lord. We're getting ready. We're being trained. And the way you do that is wax on, wax off, whether you like it or not. No, I don't want to do that. Okay. When you get ready to do it, come on back. Wax on, wax off. No, I don't want to do it today. Well, then come back when you're ready to do it. Wax on, wax off. No, I don't want to do it today. Well, then go ahead and take your vacation. Go ahead and do what you want to do. But when you come back, it's wax on, wax off. I ain't going to change. And so, here it is. You are unique where you are with your wax on, wax off offers, whatever. And I am too. And so Sundana has this injury. But you know God's going to supply. He's going to help you where you are. If you cry out to Him, and Sundana just saying, Lord, if you want me to do this, fine. If you don't want me to do this, fine. But Lord, I've got it within me. Every cell within me, every fiber within me wants to do this. I got to do it. You see, he's crying out to the Lord. He just got it within him. He's just got to do it. And so, well, then go for it. But when he hurt his ankle, Lord, is that you? Is that you telling me not to do this? He's very open. But he said, Lord, he told me, Dad, I can't just not do it because I hurt my ankle. I got to press through this. I got to see where it's going to lead me. And so, yeah. So God provides help for us right where we are. Christy, doesn't he do it, honey? He reaches down and says, this looks impossible. This looks crazy, wild. I don't want to go here. This isn't very much fun at all. This hurts. And I know, I do not know, I will never say to you, I know just how you feel. That is so stupid to say that, because you do not know how somebody else feels. Even a woman who had a baby saying to another baby, another woman having a baby saying, I know just how you feel. No, you don't, because it's unique to her, how she had her baby, and how you had your baby. It's still unique. And so, you know, it's just, and so here he is. he has a need. He has hurt his ankle. He's going to try out. Oh, God, Lord, help me here. But he said, Dad, I just can't quit. So Jimmy Graham, the tight end for New Orleans Saints, they just really got a great bond and friendship and everything. He allows him to use a very expensive piece of equipment to facilitate the healing of his ankle with all kind of pressure and cold and all kinds of stuff going. $3,000 machine. You know, it's just really amazing. But anyhow, he helped him in all other ways too. But Sundana was ready for his tryout. It was all ready. His ankle was great during their tryout and everything. He went through all these things and putting masks on him, crawling through tunnels to see if you're claustrophobic and obstacles in the tunnel. It's all dark. You got a hood on and you got to do all that. And you got to tread water for 15 minutes with all your boots on and everything. And then you got to make your jacket into a flotation device. You know, Ted, you tie it off and make it float and all. And stand up four stories looking down without any rails, reading something on the ground to see if you're afraid of heights. You know, carrying 40-pound ram thing up the stairs as fast as you can go to get up there to do your thing there, and all kinds. I said, son, I didn't know it was going to be this demanding. FBI SWAT, he said, some serious stuff. Even after all this stuff, there's two guys that go right away because they didn't shoot according to their parameters. They don't let you go on, you go home. If you miss, you have to shoot, long rifle, pistol, shotgun, everything. You got to crawl, you got to swim, as well as treading water and underwater and all kinds of stuff. And I didn't realize there's that much involved, but if he didn't train, if you don't train a walk of faith in Jesus Christ, you are going to fall flat on your face when times come that require you to have faith in God. You're going to have to be walking today, being very familiar with what faith is to face the trials in your life. You'll be more successful, much more successful, if you prepare. And this is how you prepare, wax on, wax off. Do what God says. He went through it. Only seven of them were left out of whoever started. And then out of those seven, there'll be interviews, and then it'll decide. He said, I've done everything I can do. I've passed everything they wanted me to do. And one thing too, and this is good for God's people. Please understand this. They're not looking for Rambos who know it all, who just want to go out and do their own thing. I don't need you guys. I can do it all. I can win this war myself. They're not looking for Rambos. They're looking for people who can do all the stuff they ask for, but they're looking for people who are cooperative and that get along with people. Amen. You see, Jesus, the great shepherd, is not looking for a herd of sheep that go around butting each other. Amen. You know, I know a lot that you don't know. You come to me and talk to me if you want to know something, I'll tell you. Ram, you know. And so God does not look, he's not looking for spiritual Rambos. He's not looking for you to go around ramming your brothers and sisters and trying to tell them all the stuff that you know and how great you are and how tough you are and how Rambo-ish you are. God's not looking for that. God's looking for humility. He's looking for sheep that are humble and that help each other. When one's down or cast, C-A-S-T, one is cast, he's down, he can't get up from his back. That happens to sheep. God is looking for another one that will come along and help him up. And so, you know, the Lord knows the fullness of each heart and what we're all going through. But Sundana's episode here, his experience is so indicative of a spiritual walk. That's why I'm sharing it with you today. He has his own testimony about it. I'm just sharing some things about it. Cannot share everything about it and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just telling you, there's preparation and you need to prepare. You need to be in God's army, going through it, blood, sweat, and tears, working your way in an effort to please the living God. You do that by the help and the empowerment and the enablement of the Holy Spirit to live this life. Praise the Lord. So I got to see Indiana beat Kentucky because they didn't quit. I got to hear about my son because he didn't quit. And I got to hear about you today because you didn't quit. I got to hear about you today because you
didn't quit.
A little bit louder this time. I got to hear about you today because you
didn't quit.
That's right. And say, I'm not going to quit.
I'm not going to quit.
Today.
Today.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Never.
Never.
I'm not going to quit.
I'm not going to quit.
Praise the Lord. You heard yourself say that now.
Amen.
The Lord's got it recorded. But you know what? I believe that. It doesn't matter whether I do or not, but I believe you're not going to quit. And I see hope. H-O-P-E. I see hope in our lives. Hope.
Great
hope. Yeah, great hope. You know, Lisa came up here today, and she was really feeling some things, and I just thank God, you know, spiritual cheerleaders are just really fill my soul. You know, we all need to voice it out, but I thank God because there's a unity of God's Spirit, and there's a teaching, and there's a humbling that is going on, and we're learning. And we learn by doing things because we're down here on this earth. You know, it's just, it's good. It's good what God is doing. And I'm excited about it. I really am. I'm excited about you trusting Jesus in your life for what's going on. Well, we're giving a lot of testimony here, huh? Anybody else? Because, you know, we've got a period of time here, but I just want to express my appreciation to those who came down to help with the cleaning after all the construction. And I want to thank God for the foyer. It's amazing how that all worked out. It's amazing how the ladies' room foyer is worked out. It's just awesome how things are being done and how we have plans as money and time will permit and the people and ability to get these things done. We want to come into here one day and make this place look nice in here. We want to go in where the copy room was and make that a nice place for a small child or so and the mother or somebody being with that child in the library. We want to do things in there. We want to go back in the classroom, do cosmetic work in there. We want to possibly have the podium over here, a big flat screen or some way up here to communicate with you on YouTube stuff where people can give skits and things like that, and you can see it on YouTube. So we're working on that. I'd love to do it, you know, but hey, you know, I'm going to live my life today because guess what, you know, wax on, wax off today. Don't worry about that for tomorrow. But it's a vision, you know, it's just things that we can do to facilitate learning process and encouragement process, and that's everything. That's what we need to do, is to encourage one another in Jesus Christ. Shirley?
I'm just compelled to say some things. I just remembering that we kind of laugh about it, but a couple of years ago, whenever somebody said to me, "Why don't they decorate the room or something like this? Why don't they?" And I said, "Well, who is the?" And not to be smart, but we are the they. You know, if somebody feels like, well, you know, I've got a nice bouquet of flowers, I think that'd look very nice on a Sunday morning. Bring them. You know, we are the they.
We are the they. I like that.
And then I want to just additionally say that my workers were supposed to cover the door when they were doing the work, but both doors did not get covered. And the reason I asked them to do that was because there was drywall work, there was tile work, and these have very, very fine, fine dust. It can get through cracks or anything. And I said, it would just be a horrible thing to have to go through this whole room and clean up fine dust. Horrible, right, girls? Horrible. And so it happened. But praise the Lord, they came. They came. And like a SWAT team. I kid you.
Yeah.
She had foresight, brought cleaning stuff. She brought her rainbow vacuum cleaner, which means this carpet has had the best vacuuming it's had in a long time. Top to bottom, there's no cobwebs in the corners. The windows were done. It was really the spring cleaning. So they did the spring cleaning. And
yes, they did.
If you don't want to take glory for this, and I'm not giving it to you, I'm thanking God that somebody stepped up and said,
"That's right.
Let's do this, because we are the they."
I love it.
And I just praise the Lord for the way he's doing things. I also want to say that, there was no plan in place to do this. You know, last fall, we did the ladies' room. And portions of the other part, but it wasn't finished. We had no money, and when a little bit accumulated, we had to repair a window that some kids broke with rocks. When every time a little bit would accumulate, we'd have to, it's maintenance, we'd have to do that. So, you know, I would just always report, well, we're just waiting for some money before we can move forward. And one day, I don't know how this happened, but the Lord just stirred me. I was so compelled from within inside. Now, you know, normally this is not what you do because, you know, like you take it to four people and say, well, is the Lord showing you? You know, let's confirm it, whatever. But God was confirming it to me at every step, and I had the liberty to move forward with it, with this, with the completion of these projects. And I'm saying, Lord, I don't know where the money's coming from. I had some to give. Somebody else gave toward the window treatments. I mean, a couple people had given a little bit. But I'm saying, you know, this is going to take a lot more than that. And one morning, the Lord, by His Spirit, He said, you're worrying about this, aren't you? He made me aware that I was worrying. And when, mm-hmm. when I realized that, I said, oh my gosh, I didn't know I was worrying. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, Lord, I give it to you. And so I gave it to Him. And that night, that very same day, that evening, I had a check in my hand for $1,630
mm-hmm.
for the project.
Yes, yes.
And so He's, you know, He, when we step out, obey. He just wants us to obey. That's all He wants.
Yes.
Obey.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So when we step out, He makes a way. It was not anything I could have figured out.
Mm-hmm.
So I give Him glory for it because I know in my spirit what's happened out there is because God said it's time to do it. And what's happened back here in the back foyer, God said it's time. It wasn't our time. We're like, gosh, when are we going to do this? When are we going to finish this? You know, and we complain, but it's like in God's time, and it moves smoothly. So I don't know what else He's going to do. We can have vision, but we got to get our vision from God, and we got to get our money from God. So this project, and I don't usually, I mean, I don't necessarily want to sling around figures, but I do want to let you know things cost money. And the project at this point is running around $3,700.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people would say, well, how can it cost that much? But there were things, we had electrical work that had to be done, there's mm-hmm. plumbing work, we had to buy a new water heater for the ladies' room. In case y'all didn't know, we had cold water for a while. I mean, all those little things add up.
Yes, they do.
And God has made a way. But I just want to make you aware, you know, this is our home. This is where we assemble to worship God. It's not the house of God. It's not, you know, but it's where we assemble. So it's like our home. We want to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, seek the Lord if He shows you anything at all to give toward this project. At this point, we're pretty much, we don't have any furniture for out here. But it's not a matter of just putting in furniture. I know that God has a plan. And just one more thing. For years, he has shown us the parallel between what's going on with the physical facility
mm-hmm.
and the premises, the parallel with our own spiritual lives. And I believe that, you know, like there were some cobwebs in the corners. There was some dust in places that hadn't been vacuumed for a while. And I believe that God He's showing us something and that He has chosen. He's moving us forward.
Mm-hmm.
See what He has. When you look and see that what the work that He's done, it's and how it's just miraculous
it is.
He's done it. And so quickly, then we know the parallel is in within us, in our lives and in our spirits.
Yes, it is.
He's doing something. It's like He's saying to the army, grab your gear, it's time to move out.
Mm-hmm.
And when the commanding officer says, grab your gear, it's time to move out, you don't sit down and take a nap or write home to the family. You get geared up and you're mm-hmm. ready for, you know, the first marching orders. And it's mm-hmm. like, that's what He's doing. He's moving us out. He's preparing us. But it's like something big.
Mm-hmm.
This is big. This is not some little thing. We're not, there's no room for dust in the corners, mm-hmm. dark corners. There's no room for it, you know. So let us all mm-hmm. be so encouraged, you know, to step up and be ready to move out at any moment when He says, do this or do that. Let us just be ready. I just give God the glory. He's just doing something. I don't know it all, don't understand it all, but I'm thanking Him because it is good.
They are we. I like that. Little as much when God is in it. I love that. They are we. Did you have your hand up? Okay, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to ask you guys. I asked Miss Shirley when we were vacuuming, the chairs were all moved in the back, and I was like, maybe we should do something different. And I was the one who did this, so if you guys don't like it, just tell me and we can do that. Miss Shirley said it was cool.
We had it that way one time before. This
okay.
is great.
I want to tell her what I think about it. I meant to do that earlier. I want to tell her what I think about it. I'm ecstatic. I had them this way before. I call it fishbone. And just recently, it's been on my heart just to come down here and kind of spend a little time getting them lined up like this. And I walked in and it's just like,
there it is.
Just like the English lady says, spot on, you know, spot on. So praise the Lord, honey. I want you to know that really blessed me. It seemed like some Mickey Mouse little thing, but it's those little things are much when God is in it. So thank you very much. I wanted to tell you that earlier. I just love it. Praise the Lord. God is doing a work, but there's a scripture here. You can just listen to it if you want. In Jeremiah 12:5, it says, "If you have run with footmen and they have tired you out, then how can you compete with horses? If you fall down in a land of peace, how will you do in the thicket of the Jordan?"
That's right.
Well, we all understand that, Jeremiah 12:5. If you can't keep up with the footmen, how are you going to run with horses? If you can't stand up in a land of peace, how are you going to do in the thicket of the Jordan when things are rough and scruffy and difficult? How are you going to do it? You know, God is going to put us in situations and scenarios. And I want to say this again, it parallels what Sonata went through. They told him put on clothes, certain clothes, whatever they were, go into that building. All you have to do is do what they say. You get dressed, you do what they're telling you to do, and you go through that door. You do not know what's on the other side of that door. You're going to go in there and you're going to have things happen and you're going to react to what is there for you to react to. And you got like 40 SWAT guys. He said, "Dad, you wouldn't believe it. They're writing everything down. They asked you after they give you a task, why did you do that? Why did you react that way?" And you don't know. You don't know. You're just going to do what you react to do, what you're trained to do. And so God is going to put us in circumstances. God is going to do something that we may not like. Critical evaluation results in what? Perfection, or sort of, that's the goal. Critical evaluation. You ever been evaluated on anything? Have you teachers been evaluated on anything? Duh, I know. You have just recently. And she passed. Well, I'm not surprised in that. But you know that Mary passed because I just know the type of person she is. Critical evaluation.
I invite God to be with me in that.
Awesome.
Before they started, as they were walking in the door, I said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley."
Yes, ma'am.
"You know you, Lord, because you promised you were with me." And honestly, thank God.
That's like,
thank Him for being there.
That's like wafting that incense, that aroma, that fragrance to the Lord, just up to Him. "Yea, though I walk," I'm gonna do this. You've been teaching for a while. It doesn't mean, though, because you've been teaching for a while, that you're beyond emotions or anxieties. It's always new. I don't care how long you've been in the Lord. It's always a new day. And so they would have Him go through these doors, and Mary goes through these doors, and you go through these doors. "God, go with me, please." And I know that was His cry. And so the Lord will evaluate you. And the Holy Spirit will tell you. He will say, "You know, you're a little anxious about this, aren't you? You're a little grumpy about this, aren't you? You're a little upset about this, aren't you? Aren't you?" Yes, you are. Don't say you're not, because I know you are. He's not doing that to slap you or to fly swatter you. He's just doing it because He wants you to improve. He wants you to change that attitude. Be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Be transformed into His image. That's what God is after. He wants you to be Christ-like in your life, not just once in a while, but every single smack down day. God wants you to walk with Him. That's the bottom line. And Jesus says, "Will there be faith on the earth when I return?" That's what He's talking about. You can say, "Yes, there will. In my life, there will be faith in you." Today, for a few moments, we've been talking about a lot of stuff, haven't we? Feel like we've been preaching or something. But that's okay, because I just want to pour my heart out to you, looking to the Lord, and that's all that matters.